December 1st, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, An Erotic Christmas Calendar by Emma Silver, narrated by Christina May. Noel really didn't feel like going shopping in December, joining the thousands of people who were desperately looking to buy their last Christmas gifts, just like she was. Why did she never learn? Every year, she promised herself that she would buy all her Christmas gifts by the end of November, so that she could spend the rest of December watching everyone else as they stressed to get everything ready in time for the holidays. In this scenario, all she would have to do would be to cheer people on and host a Christmas party or two. And yet here she was again. It was the last Saturday before Christmas, and it was her last chance to buy Christmas gifts for all her family. What if she could only find one gift that they would all enjoy? If she had liked her family a little bit less, she would have bought herself a trip abroad to somewhere sunny and warm, and told everyone that her gift to them was not having to deal with her during the holidays. But unfortunately, she liked her family way too much to do something like that. Noelle put on her coat, the coat that she had bought herself for Christmas, wrapped a scarf around her neck, and slipped her feet into her warm boots before heading out into the cold. Just like every year, she knew that her procrastinated Christmas shopping would burn a big hole in her pocket as she approached the mall. Her plan was to take the escalator up to the top floor and work her way down through the mall, store by store. Hopefully, she would have her hands full of shopping bags by the time she reached the exit on the ground floor. "Ho, ho, ho," chuckled a man dressed like Santa as she passed through the entrance doors. He was dressed in red and wore a fake beard that looked surprisingly realistic. Behind him there was an armchair for anyone who wanted to take a selfie with Santa Claus. "Hi there," laughed Noelle when he tried to take her hand. "Have you been a good girl this year?" he continued. "Not really." Noelle probably had